Olivier Deland.
Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, will today share a platform with leading human rights and race equality campaigners at a conference on equality and diversity organized by problem-solving charity Citizens Advice. More than 150 delegates from Citizens Advice Bureau across England and Wales are expected to attend the conference entitled Giving a Voice to All. Lord Victor Adebowale will speak on mental health and the role of the voluntary sector in challenging discrimination. Vera Baird will talk about human rights and the role of Parliament. Sarah Spencer will look at the equalities agenda for the general election and the year ahead. A key aim of the conference is to develop the campaigning skills and knowledge of delegates. Briefing sessions and workshops will look at the equalities dimension of topics such as welfare benefits, homelessness, access to justice, and consumer rights. Sessions led by policy specialists and policymakers will focus on a wide variety of issues, including civil partnerships for same-sex couples, employment tribunals and discrimination cases, the impact of the Disability Discrimination Act, protecting migrant workers from abuse, and the CAB role in tackling financial exclusion. One of the misconceptions in the sports world is that a sports person gets in shape by just playing or taking part in his or her chosen sport. If a stationary level of performance, consistent ability in executing a few limited skills is your goal, then engaging only in your sport will keep you there. However, if you want the utmost efficiency, consistent improvement, and balanced abilities, sportsmen and women must participate in year-round conditioning programs. The bottom line in sports conditioning and fitness training is stress. Not mental stress, but adaptive body stress. Sportsmen and women must put their bodies under a certain amount of stress overload to increase physical capabilities.